Welcome to Rise Healer Rise, the podcast where your transformative journey as a healer takes flight. We're here to guide you on a sacred path of embracing your essence and transforming your sensitivity into strength. Are you a healer, an empath, a creative soul, or a leader who has a deep desire to share your gifts and create an abundant life that honors the beauty of our earth? In a world that's calling out for healing, your unique gifts are more needed than ever. But how do healers, creative souls, and leaders of our new earth maintain their spiritual connection while navigating the material realm? The answer lies within you, and I believe in your power to rise up and navigate the challenges that lie ahead. The key to unlocking your full potential lies in sharing your healing tools, and just by doing this, you invoke divine right protection. Inside this podcast, we explore nature-based methods to clear trauma, cultivate sacred essence, and share your gifts to create a significant impact and thrive as a modern-day healer. Join me, Sarah Estelle, your host, flower essence expert, high priestess, and business guide, for content that soothes your soul and sparks inspiration. At full moon, we welcome a special guest to impart their wisdom. Together, we rise, heal, and transform. So embrace your essence. Honor the abundance of Gaia. You are source. You are limitless. The world awaits your light. Rise, healer, rise. Welcome back to Rise, Healer, Rise, the podcast where we journey into the depths of empowerment and transformation for modern-day healers. I'm your host, Sarah Estelle, your guide on this sacred path. Today, we embark on a journey of embracing your sacred purpose by exploring the archetype of a modern-day priestess. My connection to the priestess archetype and my journey to embodying my sacred purpose has been a long and very sacred journey, and perhaps this is the same for you too. So I turned to flower and vibrational essences in my late 20s, following the loss of my father, and then this journey intensified with nature and essences in my 40s, following severe anxiety and a lot of sadness in my life. I experienced such deep transformation as this happened that I now dedicate my life to supporting others move past trauma, shift limiting beliefs and deeply embedded emotional responses so that we can embrace our magical selves and become empowered change makers in the world. So in my 40s, I realized that a lot of my most significant healing had actually taken place. And I was doing well in my life, my business was going well, and I felt deeply grateful to nature that I'd been given the ability and the opportunity to work in this way. And yet there was still something missing. I knew that there was something else to come, and on moving to France in 2015, the priestess energies came to find me. So it's not lost on me that I needed to come to France for this to awaken within me and for the opportunity to actually appear in front of me. And I actually remember deeply the time when I saw the training. I wasn't consciously looking for it, and all of a sudden there it was, and I heard myself saying aloud, I'm doing this. And so I did, and I began a three-year priestess training. What happened during that training, apart from loving every single moment of it, the journey itself connected me, and of course I can see this now in hindsight, it connected me to the sacred flow of energy within me and gave me a physical experience of embodiment and confirmation of what I am here to do. Now, it also started to connect some of the dots in my life. And I believe that some of my first memories of being a priestess were awakened during the miscarriage that I unfortunately experienced in my mid-40s. So during this miscarriage, I first consciously connected to our daughter. And she told me as she was leaving on the physical level that her name was Gaia. At the time, I had no conscious idea of what that meant, but I held her name deeply in my heart. And years later, during my own training, my own priestess process training, I was given direct instructions to call my own priestess process the Star of Gaia Priestess Process. And it was at this point that the sacred energies of our daughter truly began to flow through me. Since then, my passion to pass this remembering and experience onto other women has blossomed, and it's my honor to witness the shifts within the priestesses that we've trained through the Star of Gaia Priestess Process who hear the call to embody the modern-day archetype of the priestess. So becoming a priestess is most definitely a calling, and you will know whether this resonates with you or not. The call of the priestess has echoed through the ages, and for some of us, it beckons us to embody deeper levels of our own essence and really become vessels of healing and wisdom in our modern world. So how might that look for you? Let me just share some of the ways that I have seen this becoming obvious, if you like, the veil parting for women and understanding a little bit more about their journey. So as I shared, for me, it was realizing that there was something missing. I didn't consciously walk around saying that aloud to myself, but looking back, I realized that there was this extra part that I didn't know. It also often manifests as looking for some kind of safe and authentic way to live our purpose. And I think there again comes that missing piece. If things look as if and feel as if they're going well, and maybe they are in more physical ways, but there's just an extra strand, an extra thread. Maybe you feel you want to do something greater with your life, but you just don't know what it is. Maybe you feel different from others, and which often brings a level of loneliness, and maybe you feel misunderstood by people around you. That's not their fault and it's not your fault. Maybe you're somebody that has an armful of qualifications and you're always moving on to the next piece of paper, but at the same time you know that by gaining those pieces of paper, you're not living your life to its highest potential. And I don't mean by that taking qualifications or getting certificates is something we need to stop doing. It's just that we're questioning behind that. Sometimes as well, and this is one of the ways that the priestess process came to find me many years before I became more conscious, and that's when I started to live my life according to the rhythms of the moon cycles. And I started to feel deep healing through observing the seasons and the lunar cycles. So maybe there's something there for you as well, if you are called by looking at those sacred rhythms. Maybe you're looking to become more trusting of your own intuition. Maybe you receive guidance but don't listen to it. It's very common. Maybe you know what your inner gifts are but need some way of activating them so that you can step into your power. Maybe you're called by the word sovereignty, but again, you're not really quite sure what that might mean to you. So a modern day priestess is a woman who connects with all of the things that I have just shared with you. So maybe just listing those things that I have myself discovered and witnessed in a lot of the priestesses that have trained through my own Star of Gaia priestess process have shown me. Essentially, a modern day priestess and of course ancient priestesses, we trust our own intuition. We trust our inner wisdom, and we don't look outside of ourselves for our path forwards. We look inside of ourselves. Now, what I have realized over the years is that becoming or owning or speaking about being a priestess in our modern day world is not always easy. I see that it's much easier to say that we're shamans or similar, or to use more of the traditional healer vocabulary, such as flower essence practitioner, Reiki healer, aromatherapist, reflexologist, sound healer. There are many, many labels, if you like, wonderful labels that we could use. But often there's still a kind of shame about saying I'm a priestess or I'm a high priestess. There's part of us that feels a little unsafe, possibly. Now, we don't have to declare it openly. It's certainly not part of the lineage that I belong to that we need to do that. But we do need to understand maybe that of our own connection to this and why we may feel unsafe. So what is a modern day priestess? So she is a woman who owns her own authority. And she holds a direct connection to her spiritual source. She doesn't have a particular religion as such. She can be of any religion and come from any culture. A modern day priestess does not have to have a specific religion. She trusts her own intuition. She trusts her inner wisdom, and she does not look outside of herself. She might be a woman caring for her children at home. She may be visible as a healer in her own right. She may be holding down a very corporate job, or she may be some of these or somewhere in between. As I said before, her inner spiritual guidance doesn't come from any particular religion or culture. She may follow and respect a particular way of relating to the divine, or she may hold allegiance to herself only. Essentially, a priestess holds the interface between heaven and earth. She's a bridge. And all women have this ability, just waiting to awaken within them. And by drawing down your own spiritual energy through your body, it's a beautiful way of manifesting on earth what you and you only are here to do. What I have noticed over the years that I have been a priestess and facilitating this process for others is that there is in many, many women a universal longing for something deeper, for something more yin, something more feminine, a world of feeling, a world of connection, a world of acceptance, and a world of stepping away from the headspace, the to-do list, and just connecting with nature, watching the moon, being with the trees, sharing, dancing, laughing, taking part in rituals. It can mean many, many different things. But for many women who have not had the chance, through no fault of their own and through no fault of others, not had the chance to truly take care of themselves, to truly stop and listen and rest in their own divinity, feels that calling. So maybe you can just take some breaths with me here now and see if you can feel that as well, because that is the calling of the priestess. Whether or not you take formal training really doesn't matter. It's just like feeling that divine calling of being more than most of us modern day life presents to us. Many, many women that have spoken to me about the priestess process share that they've had this yearning for a deeper experience of themselves, of seeing themselves in through the filter of the sacred, through the filter of the yin. So the journey of a priestess, including a modern day priestess, is one of profound transformation. And often how it manifests for modern day women is a journey from feeling unworthy to knowing that you are, or we are, a sacred being worthy of love, worthy of deep connections, worthy of self-care, worthy of having enough, more than enough, and knowing that we can have all that we wish for. It's not an either-or scenario. So my own journey mirrors this transformation, and most certainly I've walked the path from doubting myself to being much more self-assured, of feeling a lot of fear to feeling much more empowered. And essences and working with nature have been a huge part of this, but the priestess process added something extra. It's helped me embrace my role as a nature guide, as a business guide. And what I think, it looking in hindsight, is that becoming a priestess brought all of me together. So what that might look like for me, and I invite you as you listen to see how this might look for you. For me, using essences over a long time, and that is a continuing journey, helped to heal the trauma, helped to heal the disconnect, and gave me strands back to my life so that I could start to become whole, so that I could operate out of the anxiety and start to share a passion that felt good to me, that renewed and regenerated me, and still does every single day. As my business grew bigger through sharing about flower essences, I also felt a responsibility, if you like, to help others like myself who work with the more etheric modalities, to help others see that, like mentors had shown me, it is absolutely possible to run a business and a successful business working with nature. And so that also really, really helped me share more of who I am. What I realized, and this is what I really want to share with you, is that becoming a priestess helped me run that energy. So there was the healing with the flowers and the trees. There was the business mentoring, the business guide, as I call myself, that helped me to rationalize it and use the tools to share it out there. But there was also a running of this energy that actually poured through my body. And as this happened, I started to receive more of my own ideas. Or maybe I claimed and owned more of who I was. I claimed and owned more of what I was here to do, and started to place more frequency, more of my own sovereign frequency around my work. So an example of that would be the Elemental Alchemy Business Academy that was birthed as in the past few years. And I see that time and time again with women who come and do the priestess process. There's big shifts in women who have got, are experts in their modality. They know how to run a business, they know the tools, but they're somehow they're not doing it in their full power. It's almost as if the priestess energies actually help us run that full power. Now, a big part of being a modern day priestess is the importance of self-love and deep embodiment. And so self-love to me, as I'm sure you're probably aware, is so much more than eating well, exercising well, making sure that we have time for rest and relaxation. It is all of those things, but there's a deeper level of it. And even when we take good care of our bodies, it's almost like an epidemic that's out there of self-comparison, especially now the internet exists and we see so many other people doing the things that we want to do. And so there's this huge, often crippling level of self-comparison. And part of the Star of Gaia priestess process really helps women see that they are unique, see that they run a frequency that nobody else runs. Now, as part of this podcast, I will be sharing in the show notes some of the ways that we use. So we're starting by looking at our alchemical frequencies according to the elements. There's a free quiz in the show notes if you'd like to take that. But it really helps us to see through our astrology and through the elements that exist in our own wiring where our strengths are, and where the things that maybe we're not so good at, because our strengths are always the place to place our focus. And by focusing on our strengths, it will automatically lower any impact of what we are not so good at. My own priestess journey really connected me to that sacred flow of energy. I started to really understand who I was, what I was good at and what I wasn't so good at, and asking for help when I couldn't do things, and focusing more on the things that gave me pleasure, gave me joy, and actually made a difference to my own life and to those of others. So I share this because this is, if you like, an example of a physical experience of embodiment, when we're actually doing what we're here to do and feeling good about it and allowing it to support us and allowing it to be a sacred confirmation, if you will, of what we are here to do. I often see with the priestesses that come through our priestess process something similar happening for them. All of a sudden, they get the energy, they get the inspiration, they get the intuition to go do that thing. And as they do it, they feel good. And as they feel better, their vibration raises. And as their vibration rises, then they also attract to them the life, the people, the places, the money, the intuition, the know-how to actually go ahead and do what it is they're here to do. We have had many priestesses go through our process and really suddenly understand. The light bulb goes on and we go, yep, I know who I am. I know what I'm good at. I'm actually already doing it, but now I'm going to claim it. And there's a big subtle shift in that of actually, I'm already doing this, but I am actually fully running it through my body. Am I actually claiming this? And not being shy of saying, you know what, I'm really, really good at this. I'm a real expert in this. And when we start to really embody that frequency, we become much more powerful channels of what it is we're here to share. So often as well, I see women who have more a connection to the more corporate jobs or worlds. And what an amazing energy to take into these worlds, by the way. Holding on and really understanding their inner feminine and not being ashamed to run that energy. And it's not something that actually has to be spoken about, but they run this pure feminine energy through their work, and that enriches and brings so much healing to all the people around them without it even being spoken of, because they are there, they are just embodying that healing. And we all have the potential to do this, by the way. It's not a special person, it's this extra magnetism that somehow gets turned back on again. And I've also seen so many priestesses just becoming more confident because they are more aware, they have more respect for themselves, and they start to criticize themselves less. They just begin to go, you know what, this is who I am and I'm proud of it. In the show notes, you can find my guidebook to being a modern day priestess if you would like to access that. So I really, really hope that today's episode has helped you connect in with this deeper yin energy. And as we conclude today's episode, I want to remind you that the priestess is within you. It's a path of courage. It's a path of empowerment and in transformation. And so I invite you to embrace your sacred purpose. And as you do, watch carefully as miracles unfold in your life. Thank you for joining me on this journey of embracing your sacred purpose with the energy of the priestess. Until next time, may you walk in the light of your own divinity. Rise, healer, rise. Thank you for listening to today's episode. I want to remind you that your journey is a sacred one. You are not alone on this path of transformation. I, Sarah Estelle, and all of the Nature Kingdom are here with you, holding space for your growth and celebrating each step you take towards embracing your true essence. If you love today's content, leave us a review on your favorite podcast listening platform and share your biggest takeaway. And do visit the show notes of this episode, where you'll find extra resources to support you. Also, come and join our Rise Healer Rise community on Facebook and be part of a rising wave of healers who are empowered change makers. And make sure you subscribe to this podcast and never miss an episode. Thank you for joining me today, and I look forward to seeing you in the next episode. Until then, may you always remember, you are the healer the world has been waiting for. Rise, healer, rise.